Airports in Europe are jammed with travelers today as the clock ticks down to midnight tomorrow when President Trump's 30-day ban on foreign nationals traveling into the U.S. takes effect because of the coronavirus. On NBC's Today Show, Vice President Mike Pence says Americans will still be able to get home.
We're going to be screening and asking every American who returns from Europe over the next 30 days to self-quarantine for 14 days.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, what more do we know about this travel ban? Because there were a lot of details left out when the president announced it.
Yeah, the way the president announced it was relatively inaccurate, and they've been cleaning it up since. Americans will still be able to travel from Europe. As they say, they will be screened and will need to self-quarantine. Green card holders and close relatives of Americans will also still continue to be able to travel from Europe. So it is not a straight-up travel ban, and for Americans who are in Europe, there is no need to rush to the airport to make it in before this deadline. The UK is excluded.
The UK is excluded. A lot of people wondering about that because, of course, Europeans could just go to the UK and then fly to the United States. What has been the reaction? Of course, we have to mention that the reaction on Wall Street has not been good. The markets had to stop trading for a bit this morning because they went down so quickly.
Yeah, the markets are still way down.
Right.
In some ways, the everyone has moved on from this address. There were some inaccuracies in it, which is pretty remarkable for a televised address that is in a teleprompter and prepared in advance. But people are moving on over on Capitol Hill. They are working on a legislative package. There are negotiations going on. And public health officials are testifying on Capitol Hill as well.
And when you talk about the negotiations going on Capitol Hill, from just the headlines I've been seeing all day today, it doesn't look like those negotiations between the Republicans and the Democrats are going very well.
You know, it's very hard to tell. As someone who used to cover Congress and has watched high-stakes negotiations before, often it looks like it's going very badly, and then all of a sudden there's actually a deal. President Trump, who was in the Oval Office, said he didn't like the Democrats' plan or everything in it. But then when you sort of dig into what he's saying, there's nuance there. And he seems to be saying that there are parts of the Democrats' bill that he doesn't like. And we do know that administration officials are working with Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats, and negotiations are ongoing. Pelosi has said she thinks that this can be worked out very quickly.
What kind of economic help is the administration looking at, especially for people who are forced to stay at home because they're sick or quarantined?
Yeah, they are talking about paid sick leave, which is a pretty big development. President Trump even said that he wants to make sure that tipped workers are made whole or at least not too negatively affected. So there seems to be a fair bit of agreement on that part of it. There's also President Trump has asked for expanded Small Business Administration loans to help small businesses who are going to be negatively affected. The president was asked about potentially declaring an emergency to free up other federal funds and aid, and he says he's not quite there yet. One thing President Trump does want is a payroll tax holiday or relief from payroll taxes for some period of time. Both Democrats and Republicans on the Hill are not as sold on that as he is. And what he said in the Oval Office today was, well, you know, we may get that later.
The White House Task Force and the CDC have come out with specific guidelines for three communities hit hardest by outbreaks so far in the United States: Seattle, Santa Clara, California, and New Rochelle, New York. What do we know about those guidelines?
They are encouraging social distancing. They say that large events should be canceled. Small events should be postponed. People should keep space and keep distance keep away from each other. And particularly for older Americans, they want nursing homes to stop all unnecessary visits to protect older Americans.
One more thing, Tam. The president has come in contact with people who later turns out came in contact with or had coronavirus themselves. He's still not planning to get tested, right?
We haven't heard any new developments on that. He was asked about an aide to Jair Bolsonaro, the Brazilian president who was visiting and was at Mar-a-Lago with the president this weekend. That aide tested positive for coronavirus. President Trump said he is not concerned.
Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.